Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion, and let's level up your day. Nintendo has decided not to attend Gamescom 2024, marking another notable absence after skipping the event in 2022. This decision was confirmed by a Nintendo of Europe representative who spoke to Gameswirtschaft, as reported by Games Industry Biz. Despite acknowledging Gamescom as a significant event in their calendar, Nintendo has chosen to focus on showcasing Nintendo Switch games at other events across Germany instead. This announcement coincides with rumors of a lighter release schedule for Nintendo in 2024 and speculation that the launch of the next-gen successor to the Nintendo Switch may be delayed until 2025. The only major upcoming release that has been publicly acknowledged is Asterisk Metroid Prime 4 Asterisk, which has been largely out of the spotlight since its initial announcement in 2017. At last year's Gamescom, it was reported that Nintendo had shown a demo to developers that was based on the targeted specifications for the so-called Switch 2. This demo reportedly featured NVIDIA DLSS upscaling technology and ray tracing capabilities. The leak of this demo fueled further speculation regarding the new console's potential features, such as whether it will continue as a hybrid console, include Joy-Cons, or offer backwards compatibility. Nintendo's decision to skip Gamescom this year mirrors similar moves by other major console manufacturers in recent years, with PlayStation also having skipped the event in 2022 and 2023. Xbox, on the other hand, opted for a global livestream presentation last year, though their plans for this year remain unconfirmed. Gamescom 2024 is scheduled to run from August 21st to August 25th in Cologne, Germany. Almost a month after details on the PlayStation 5 Pro's specifications were initially leaked, a new report from The Verge has now confirmed that these specs are indeed accurate. Sony has reportedly begun instructing developers to prepare their games to be optimized for the more powerful iteration of the PS5, due to arrive in a mid-generation refresh. Tom Warren from The Verge notes that Sony is pushing for developers to ensure that their games are optimized by this summer, with a particular focus on enhancing ray tracing capabilities. Games that are able to demonstrate significant enhancements in performance or visual fidelity will earn the Trinity Enhanced label, a designation that seems akin to Microsoft's Optimized for Xbox Series X label. Current PS5 titles such as Asterisk Devil May Cry 5, Special Edition Asterisk, Asterisk Star Wars, Jedi, Survivor Asterisk, and Asterisk Spider-Man. Two Asterisk already support ray tracing, although the performance impacts vary. For instance, Digital Foundry highlighted that the PS5 version of Asterisk, Elden Ring Asterisk, experienced a drop in frame rate when ray tracing was enabled. The leaked specifications suggest the PS5 Pro will maintain the same CPU as the base model, but will introduce a high CPU frequency mode that boosts performance by 10%. The GPU will also see enhancements aimed at providing faster rendering and improved ray tracing capabilities. One of the most notable additions is the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling, PSSR, Sony's answer to NVIDIA's DLSS and AMD's FSR, which aims to enhance game performance without the need for additional processing power. This upscaling technology is particularly noteworthy, given speculations that even a PS5 Pro might struggle to run highly anticipated titles like GTA 6 at 60 FPS. While Sony has not yet confirmed the release date or officially unveiled the PS5 Pro, analysts predict that the new console model could hit the market later this year. Landfall Games, known for their creative marketing strategies, has achieved remarkable success with their latest release, Asterisk Content Warning Asterisk. Initially offered for free on Steam for the first 24 hours, the game quickly captivated a massive audience, drawing in over 6.6 million players during the promotional period. Despite some initial skepticism about the game's long-term viability post-launch, Asterisk Content Warning Asterisk has proven its staying power by selling an impressive 1 million copies following the free launch. The game, a co-op survival horror reminiscent of the popular Asterisk Lethal Company Asterisk, reached a peak concurrent player count of 204,439 on Valve's platform, showcasing its broad appeal. The successful launch strategy and subsequent sales underscore the game's quality and the public's interest. In a statement on X Twitter, Landfall Games expressed gratitude to their fans, saying, "Thank you all so much for liking our scary little game." This achievement is particularly notable given that Asterisk Content Warning Asterisk was developed by just a small team and released on April 1st, aligning with Landfall's tradition of April Fool's Day game launches. The success of Asterisk Content Warning Asterisk not only highlights the effectiveness of innovative launch tactics, but also the potential of small teams to produce hit games. Ubisoft is facing criticism from fans over its upcoming game, Asterisk Star Wars Outlaws Asterisk, particularly due to its monetization strategy. Fans have discovered that the highly anticipated Jabba the Hutt mission, Jabba's Gambit, is exclusively available through the game's Season Pass. This has sparked frustration, as the mission will not be included in the standard $70 version of the game. According to details from Ubisoft's website, accessed by Spanish outlet Area Jagones, the Season Pass is only available with the 109.99 Gold Edition, or the 129.99 Ultimate Edition of the game. The Season Pass description promises players the opportunity to embark on Jabba's Gambit at launch, involving a narrative where the character Kay is recruited by Jabba the Hutt to settle a debt. This decision has led to concerns about significant content being withheld behind a higher paywall, despite the game's already premium base price. This includes potentially lucrative and integral experiences related to working for or betraying Jabba as part of one of the game's criminal factions, a key gameplay element that had been advertised. Fans on forums like Resetera have expressed their discontent, with users like Zeffy and Tomascos criticizing the practice of locking day one content behind additional costs. They argue that while post-release expansions can be justifiable, gating launch content creates an unfair player experience. The game is scheduled for release on August 27th, 2024, for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X Vertical Bar S, and PC. The Gold Edition offers 3 days of early access and the Season Pass, while the Ultimate Edition includes additional cosmetics and a digital art book. Arrowhead Games CEO Johan Pihlstedt has confirmed that a transmogrification, transmog system, will not be implemented in Asterisk Helldivers 2 Asterisk, despite some players' request for the feature. Since the game's release on PC and PlayStation 5 in February, there has been ongoing discussion among players about introducing a transmog system, which would allow for the cosmetic alteration of armor pieces without affecting their gameplay stats. In Asterisk, Helldivers 2 Asterisk, armor pieces come with specific stats that impact gameplay, and some items are considered more advantageous or meta than others. For instance, one popular piece of armor provides a 50% chance of surviving lethal damage. Given these gameplay mechanics, Pihlstedt explained that introducing a transmog system does not align with the game's design philosophy. Responding to a fan on X Twitter, Pihlstedt drew an analogy to highlight his point, saying, "It doesn't make sense. Equipment looks different because it has different effects. Swapping one for the other is like having an apple that tastes like bacon or the other way around." His comment underscores the studio's commitment to a form of realism where the appearance of equipment directly correlates with its functional attributes. World of Warcraft enthusiasts have a new reason to get excited with the upcoming expansion, The War Within. This release marks the beginning of the World Soul Saga, a three-part series that will unfold over the next several years. Revealed during last year's BlizzCon, this expansion invites players to explore the depths of Azeroth, introducing entirely new subterranean realms filled with ancient cultures and formidable adversaries. Players can anticipate encountering the Earthen Dwarves, a new allied race, and the menacing Nerubians of Azkahet. The War Within also brings a host of innovative gameplay features designed to enhance the WoW experience. Among these are Delves, compact adventures tailored for groups of one, 5 players, providing a quicker, more flexible dungeon experience. Additionally, the expansion introduces warbands, a feature that allows players to share resources like bank space and reputation across their alternate characters. The expansion also promises advancements in mount mechanics, with the introduction of dynamic flight, which could redefine how players traverse the game's expansive worlds. Furthermore, players can look forward to new dungeons and raids that will challenge even the most seasoned adventurers. The addition of hero talents offers further customization for players, allowing them to refine their characters' abilities and gameplay styles more than ever before. For those eager to get a first-hand look at all these new features, beta testing signups for The War Within are now open. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.